brought it to you in the light of this day. Gather us in the lost and forsaken. Gather us in the blind and the lame. Call to us now and we shall awaken. We shall arise at the sound of our name. We are the young, our lives are a mystery. We are the old who yearn for your face. We have been sung throughout all of history, called to be light to the whole human race. Gather us in the rich and the haughty, gather us in the proud and the strong. Give us a heart so meek and so lowly, give us the courage to enter the song.
Welcome to all you who are visiting with us this afternoon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Your ascent of the contrite of heart, Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners, Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, bring us to life everlasting. The glory is on page 6. Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Loving and merciful God, graciously keep us from all adversity, so that unhindered in mind and body alike, we may pursue in freedom of heart the things that are yours. For our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us listen to the word of God.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. Resplendent and unfading is wisdom, and she is readily perceived by those who love her, and found by those who seek her. She hastens to make herself known in anticipation of their desire. Whoever watches for her at dawn shall not be disappointed, for he shall find her sitting by his gate. For taking thought of wisdom is the perfection of prudence, and whoever for her sake keeps vigil shall quickly be free from care, because she makes her own rounds, seeking those worthy of her, and graciously appears to them in the ways and meets them with all solicitude. The word of the Lord.
My soul is thirsty. thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. O God, you are my God, whom I seek. For you my flesh pines and my soul thirsts, like the earth, parched, lifeless, and without water. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. Thus have I gazed toward you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, for your kindness is a greater good than life. My lips shall glorify you. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. Thus will I bless you while I live. Lifting up my hands, I will call upon your name. As with the riches of a banquet shall my soul be satisfied, and with exultant lips my mouth shall praise you. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. I will remember you upon my couch, and through the night watches I will meditate on you. You are my help, and in the shadow of your wings I shout for joy. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest, who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words. The word of the Lord.
Stay awake and be ready, for you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him. And all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise ones replied, no, for there may not be enough for both us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves. While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, Lord, Lord, open the door for us. But he said in reply, amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. The Gospel of the Lord. I would like to have us take a look at one of the psalms which is there today. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, my God. And see if we can take that apart a little bit and see what it means. Now, obviously, it's not thirst for water. Was pointing to something. Water is essential for us. The love of God is essential for us. And we long, whether we realize it or not, for the totality of love when God has filled us. We might use this example. Let's suppose that we're in the desert. We got no water left. We look in our pockets and say, oh, I got a whole bunch of $100 bills here. Oh, that's not going to help, is it? That's not going to help. Look in the other pocket. Oh, here I got something in the paper about me, how wonderful I was, the great things I was doing. That's not going to help either, is it? What helps? There's an oasis just ahead. There's water there. So these other things we've accumulated, all the money we've accumulated, all the stuff that makes us famous and stuff like that, what God is saying, that's not it. That's not it. At the oasis, there's water. And God is the oasis with the water, that is, with the love. We're thirsting for it. Everybody is, whether we realize it or not. What God is saying in this, and Jesus is telling us in this, is don't keep pursuing those things. The things that just bring you more and more money and all the prestige and stuff. That's not what's really, really important. What is important is you drink the water that my love is. I am the oasis. This stuff in your pockets doesn't mean a whole lot right now, does it? No, I guess it doesn't mean a whole lot right now. Maybe I should stop to think what's most important. We're thirsting for it, everybody. Everybody. And that love that God is waiting. All we've got to do is walk the 10 feet to the oasis and get the water. And that's what our little prayers are for. I need your love. And for so many of us, including my own self, we've perhaps pursued other things which are not bad, but they're not what we really, really need. Like, for example, let's suppose that I have in mind Now I'm going to become a priest. If I'm a priest, people will see me. I'll wear the fancy clothes and all this kind of stuff like that. Yeah. Oh, God will be just so happy when I'm a priest. What do you think God will say to me? John, you're nuts. And there's a whole lot of truth in that, that I am nuts. Because we so often, and not necessarily we're pursuing something that's evil in itself, but it isn't what we really need. When we're thirsty, if we're really thirsty, do we want pie or do we want water? I like pie too, but I'm thirsty, I think I want a drink of water. Well, this is in this psalm, there's deep things in these writings from the scripture. So let's take a look at ourselves, all of us, and see. Is the love that is God that I need and underneath I want, is that what number one in my life? Or is it something else? So ponder about that a little bit and ask. And maybe say, God, help me see the truth. Yeah, but I don't really like the truth. And some of the truth is kind of, you know, doesn't say I'm so wonderful. And God says, you need the truth. You need my love. It's more important than anything else in the whole wide world. Don't run after something that fades away. Go for what is there forever, in this life and the next. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord my God. And interesting, I believe too, that God in a way is thirsting for us to be thirsting of God. Because God wants what is good for us. God bless you. Dolores, how long did I talk? She times me all the time. 5 minutes? That must be a record. Thanks for clapping. But you know, what I used to do all the time is say, well, this sounds pretty good, maybe I better say that, and I'm thinking something else, I'm going to say that. And I finally said, John, you know, you have a sermon every week. You don't have to do it all in one day. And I thought, you know, that's pretty smart. That's pretty smart. Okay. Now I forgot where I am. That's what's good about getting old. You just kind of go with what goes. Okay. So now let's see. What do we do after this? I get off. Apostle here, right.